Here we go. Man, I'm excited. It's the next big thing. First, there were personal websites. Then there were web blogs. But what is the next big thing? Well, podcasting, audio recordings that can be downloaded to an iPod or MP3 player. It's not just for music anymore. My next guest says, from news and sports to fishing and fun, there's no longer a need for the traditional airwaves, because podcasting allows you to go straight to the masses with your message. Joining me now to talk about this whole new phenomenon of podcasting is Ron Bloom from a brand new site called podshow.com. Well, first of all, let me just say, I have one of these 20 gigabyte iPods. It is one of those devices that I don't know how in the world I ever got along without it. People who have these things are absolutely passionate about them. How many people out there in the world have an iPod? Do you know?
Well, Apple is predicting, I'm of course not an Apple employee, but they're predicting 20 to 30 million here in the next year or so, plus all the people that have an MP3 player, which does something similar to what an iPod does, plays the same types of files. So there could be 50 million or more in the next couple of years.
And so we now know, of course, that it's easy to download music or to take your CDs and transfer them into your iPod so that you can pick the music you want to hear to. But podcasting is different because now anybody who has a computer can produce content, put it on the computer, allow people to download it, and they can take it with them. It's not just for music anymore.
Not for music at all. It turns out that the same thing happened about 10 years ago with the internet, when people realized that there were about 50 million computers sitting around America that weren't connected. And the internet came along and connected them together. What podcasting is doing is connecting the millions and millions of iPods and other MP3 players together. With one extra wrinkle, it's letting anyone be a producer, anyone produce their own programming, and anyone subscribe to it. So you have, when we started about 6 months ago, Brian, we had one show founded by my partner Adam Curry, and today I looked at it before I came online with you, almost 4,000 shows being registered on our tracking site alone.
4,000? What kind of stuff are people putting out there?
Well, it's very interesting. People start by putting out their passion. So you have shows that are comedy, shows of people's lives, shows about fishing, as I think you're interested in, sports, news, all types of entertainment, and the good stuff sort of percolates to the top, as in any environment. So it's great because, you know, some people have a better quality work than others, and the audiences vote on it, the audiences give their feedback. It's a direct loop. You can change your programming environment and your platform on a daily basis. It's really an amazing invention.
It's a very democratic medium, just like these web blogs have become, because people can, they don't have to have a big transmitter and a TV station or a radio station to reach millions of people.
It gives everyone on the internet a voice. And interestingly enough, if you listen to a pod show, you can also call and record your own voice responding to the pod show. So it's really going into an age where every individual becomes a broadcaster. And we've already kind of worked out the communication aspects of individuals. We're now moving into working out sort of the broadcast, the personal publishing aspects of individuals.
And I think it's also interesting to note that a lot of the big-time broadcasters are paying close attention and setting up their own podcast. For example, I understand Rush Limbaugh is among those who've decided that they're going to enter the world of podcasting.
Yeah, it's great. I think a phase one for the mainstream broadcasters is that they really sort of create their own show. They sort of republish it out there onto the internet. What we're trying to do is work with the major broadcasters to sort of give them an extension, to show them what the podcast community is looking for, and help them sort of reinvent themselves in our network. What we don't want is just another place to find the same old thing. As you mentioned in the name of your new segment, it's really about the next big thing.
Ron Bloom, thank you so much. We appreciate you joining us.